Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya. We've already had two shiurim on the topic of Psukei Dzimra. Not a topic people learn much about, right? So it's really exciting that we get to learn it together. And we are now continuing our third shiur, again based on the shiur Muzechar Abba Mari. And now we're on Os Beis of the shiur. So based on Shitas HaRambam that we discussed in the previous shiurim, that there's no chalos tzibur for psukei dezimra, but the yechidim can say it, everybody by themselves, and then everybody gets together for baruch hu, birchas, kriyas shema, shema, and tefillah. So lefi this shita, we have to understand the inyan of kaddish in pashtus. The kaddish is coming to be mapsik between psukei dezimra and birchas kriyas shema. However, if the psukim were said b'yichidus, then the question presents itself. Why does the Shliach Tzibur have to say Kaddish? What are you separating between? There's no... Originally there was no Tzibur. What do you have to separate between A and B for if A has no Shaychas at all to B? Psukei Dezimra is Shchovas Yachid, and the Psukei and Kriyas Shema, Brachas Kriyas Shema is for the Tzibur. As lama Shliach Tzibur amir Kaddish? Kanere sheshitat HaRambam hii כי מחייב וייעוד הקדיש אינו הפסק בין פסוקי דזמרה וברכות שמה, אלא אמירת ברכו והתחלת ברכות שמה. So it's not about, לפי שיטת הרמב״ם, it's not about being מפסיק between פסוקי דזמרה and ברכות שמה, but rather that's the opening for Baruch Hu and saying Birchas Kriya Shema. In the Seder Tfilas Kol Shana of the Rambam, in the Sof Sefer Ahava, before he brings the Nusach of Kaddish, he says as follows, Shliach Tzibur Omer Kaddish Le'olam Kodem Kol Tfila Ve'achar Kol Tfila. Ah, so you see that the Rambam was told Amiras HaKaddish, he made it dependent, the Amiras HaKaddish in the Tfila B'Sidur Shvachim. It's like the praise. Me'ein kriyat ashrei v'chayotze bo. Just like reading ashrei. And the like. That's what you do before you daven. U'b'biur ha'dvarim. Ech nasbir et ze? Nasbir et ze al pi devrei ha'tosfot b'mesechet brachot. B'daf memtet amud bet b'yachas l'ti'uno shel Rebbe Akiva. Neged shitat Rebbe Yossi Aglili. לפי רוב הקהל הם מברכים שנאמר במקהלות ברכו אלוקים השם ממקור ישראל. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that they recite the blessing in accordance with the size of the assemblage. In other words, the text changes each time the size of the assemblage reaches a new threshold. As the Mishnah just stated earlier, that we didn't read out, there are special versions for groups of 10, groups of 100, 1,000, 10,000. So that's all the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah's first ruling, that there's no difference. That's Rabbi Akiva, who disputes Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and he says, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, ma matzino bevet haKnesset, echad merubim veechad muatim, omer baruchu et Hashem." We find in the synagogue, with regard to prayer, that there is no difference whether there are many or there are few. Once the threshold of 10 people is reached, omer baruchu et Hashem, he says, "Bless Hashem," regardless of the size of the congregation. So it is concerning Zimun. Once you have 10, the text remains the same, regardless of the size of the assemblage. Says Tosfos, Mashma de Rabbi Yossi Haglili mode bevet haKnesset, midekamar mamatzinu, klomar, shata modeni, modeli, umayshna de pligi bibirkat hamazon umode bevet haKnesset, v'yesh lomar, devadai lo chilku ben 10 ל-100 betfila, de'elu nechassim, be'elu yotzim, v'lav adat ha'idashatz, אבל ברכת המזון שהם קבועים ומעורבים שם יחד, אין לטעות בזה, שאין יוצאים עד לאחר ברכת המזון. עד כאן מדברי התוסס. תוסס says that it's mashma that Rabbi Yossi clearly agrees that in shul there's no difference in the nusach only in benching. So what tak is the difference? So the answer is Tosfos. So why by benching does it matter how many people there are, and by davening it doesn't? So it says when it comes to davening there's no difference because some go in, some go out, and the shliach tzibur is not really in control of that. So there's no crowd control over here. So you can't be koveya the nusach based on how many people there are. But berachas hamazon is a kvius, and they have to stay there. So Mamela, you can establish set amounts. Tamtzit divrei shel tosfot that bebet knesset ein davar mitzaref yoter me'asara u'memela yefshar ledaber al makelot ki einam mitmazgim lechativa achida hagdola me'asara beram beberkat hamazon hasuda mitzarefet otam ki yeshna halacha miyuchedet shel haseba הקובעת ומאחדת את כל המסובים לחבורה אחת, כי הלא אי אפשר לאחד לברך ברכה לפניה לכולם בלא קבע. כמו שאולי עוד נדבר בעזרת השם, השם ייתן לנו חיים. So what Tosfos is basically saying is that in shul nothing's mitzarif them more than 10. And remember, you can't talk about makhelos because how's the Pasuk of Yossi brought? In assemblages, bless God Hashem from the source of Israel. So Makelos, like the Maharsha says, that there's a different blessing based on what the Makela is, based on the amount of people. But that's only when it comes to benching. The fact that they ate together is Mechayiv them to bench together. But when it comes to Shul, nothing is going to cause them to be one unit outside of 10. You have a minion, that's a unit, but besides that, nothing. So memela mishtane gam nusach hazimun al pi godel hachabura l'Rabbi Yossi, mekivan shi mitzarefet besuda atzma v'amvarech achtzif lazmin et hachabura kula l'vrech berkat hamazon. When it comes to benching, they're all together, nevarech shachan l'mishalo, and they're all mitzarefet to one chabura. So in light of this svara, it would appear that also binogeya la'asara, we require something that's mitzarif them. Even in a shul, you have to have something that's mitzarif them. By eating, you have mitzarif them that there's chabur, they were sitting together, they were reclining together, they were eating together, chayv to bench together, gevaldik. What's mitzarif them in a shul that makes them one? And the answer is that anything that requires a tzibur unites the yechidim into one yechidah, into one unit of a tzibur. But an action that's done both biyachid and berabim, that can't have a din tzibur. That's not going to make them be mitzarif them to a tzibur. That's not going to be mechadesh achalos shem tzibur. Because maybe they're doing it on tzichidim. If it could be done biyachid, so maybe they're doing it together, but maybe they're doing it with the אז יחידים, אולי יחידים מבצעים אותה כיחידים, ואין מימד ציבור מוכח מתוך התפילה. העובדה כי הם מקובצים במקום אחד, the fact that they're united, they're in one place, doesn't mean that they're together. So therefore, before they dive in, the ציבור has to get together as one unit, באמצעות גורם מצרף. They need something to unite them together. The tefillah itself cannot unite them, because it's also said biyachid. Omnam, vaday yeshna chalot miyuchedet shel tefilat hatzibur. There is a chalos of tefilas tzibur, but standing and davening doesn't necessarily make it tzibur. You can daven alone also. I think most of us have done it. And therefore, we require kaddish, amiras kaddish, udavri shebi kedusha, sheino nitvas klal biyachid, v'ne'amar rak ba'ofi, קידוש שם שמיים על ידי הציבור. ואמירה זו יוצרת את דיוקן הציבור וכל חלות שמו. לכן בשחרית, שאפשר לומר קדיש בין קריאת שמה לתפילה, בגלל דין צמיחת גאולה לתפילה, אומרים קדיש לפני ברכו. So what's now going to create this ציבור? The קדיש. Can't say it later. צמיחת גאולה לתפילה. Can't say between קריאת שמה לתפילה. You say it at the beginning. And this makes them into a ציבור. And taka ma'ariv time. That you are mafsik for Kaddish. You don't say it before Baruch Hu. But this Kaddish makes them into a tzibur. So in Shachris they say it before Baruch Hu because they can't say it later. And Ma'ariv where they can say it before they daven, they say Kaddish. So that already makes them into a tzibur. The point of the Kaddish is to make them into a tzibur. But then we have a Pashat Akasha. Before you daven, besides Kaddish, there's also Baruch Hu. Im kein, lama yichnisu Kaddish betor mitzaref, umadua lo yitaveh atzibur al idiyah mirat Baruch Hu. Why don't we create the tzibur with the Baruch Hu? What do you need the Kaddish to create the tzibur for? Let the tzibur be created by the Baruch Hu. Omnam ha-teirutz pashut, le'amito shel davar, ikaro shel Baruch Hu, בא בתור חלק אינטגרלי של ברכות שמע והוא מגופן של ברכות אלו. Baruch Hu is an integral part of ברכות שמע. It's part and parcel of ברכות שמע. ראיה לדבר שיטס רשי מגילוך גימל עמד בייז וכך פסק המחבר. And when the shot says to the call to be מברך, not only does that require them to say Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vaed, but also the first bracha. However, the Hazmana to be Mavarech doesn't relate to Shmona Esrei. The Hazmana to be Mevarech is just talking about the first bracha. It says, say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Leilam Vaed. And then the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. But what does that have to do with Shemona Esrei? Ein lebaruchu shum shayichut latfilah. Because tefillah is a chefetz mesuyim shel rachamim. And it's not mishtabe the tefillah's baruchu. Tefillah's rachamim, it doesn't relate to baruchu. ולא עוד אלא שבכלל ברכה אחת בתפילה לא מעלה ולא מורידה ובזה שייני תפילה מברכות שמע שבהן ברכה אחת מהווה חטיבה מיוחדת וכדחזינן מהד השקלינן ותרינן יהיה מעקבות זו את זו one brach of tefillah doesn't is not ma'aleh, not morid. It's different than Birchas Kriya Shema. In Birchas Kriya Shema, each bracha is independent. And there's a diyun if they're ma'akiv each other. So therefore each bracha is a chativa miyuchedet. So they said Baruch Hu, and then they have their bracha that's not shaykh to the tefillah afterwards. Whereas by tefillah, you can't say there's just one bracha. Tefillah, all the brachas go together. But the tefillah is in Meshubba to the Baruch Hu. You have the Baruch Hu, you have the first bracha, and that's it. But so therefore you need the Kaddish to make the tzibur for the tefillah. B'yachas le-Kaddish, ha-matzav shoneh le-chalutin. Kaddish u-Baruch Hu hem ha-shnei chafatzim shal dvarim shebekdusha. Baruch Hu, v'hu adin le-kdusha shebe-18. הוא דבר שבקדושה בתורת שבח לבורי העולם. אנו מברכים באותה בקדוש ברוך הוא על פי יסוד הראשון דלאל. As we discussed in the previous shir, there are two yesodos of thanking Hashem. One is that you thank him, the other is that you can't thank. So we, in Baruch Hu, in Kedushin Shemoneh Esrei, we're praising the Borei Olam. We have a mitzvah to praise the Borei Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our praises with love. Just like he accepts the kiddush of the malachim. But in Kaddish, we're not saying that we're megadol and mekaddish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like in kiddush of Shemoneh Esrei. El sheyitgadal v'yitkadash me'atzmo. It's all reflexive. As we discussed in Yishtabach, Pesukei Zimra, that it's mitzad him, not mitzad us. Beautiful. V'yitbarach, v'yishtabach, he will be praised. He will be glorified. V'yitpa'ar, v'yitromam, v'yitnaseh, v'yithadar, v'yitaleh. Kol devrei ha-kaddish mushrashim b'yisod ha-sheni. This kaddish is the second yisod. Lecha dumiyat tehillah. You're too great to praise, God. And therefore, if we're saying praise, it's only because that's mitzad you, not mitzad us. Mitzad us, we can't say anything. That's what Kaddish is about. Kaddush is that we're praising Hashem. Because we're commanded to do so, like Baruch. And Kaddish is that he's praised on his own. Like the Pasuk says, Vitkadilti, Vitkadishti, Vinodati, Lenegoim Rabim. That God's name should be praised. And the truth of the matter is, Shehakaddish hu hadavar shebekdusha yichidi, hamavusas al yisod lechadumiyat tehillah. Umiyamalel gvurot Hashem. Vishetocho ratzuf tfila lo shevach vehalel. Achein chalukum mibaruchu. So Kaddish is a davar shebekdusha, the only davar shebekdusha, that's based on lechadumiyat tehillah. To you, silence is praise. Miyamalel gvurot Hashem. And it's filled with tefillah, not shevach and hal. It's a prayer that Hashem's name should be praised. And therefore it's different than Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu is mechadish tzibur that's required for Kriya Shema and its brachas. But it doesn't help us as far as tefillah goes. Kaddish relates to tefillah. Because Kaddish itself is a tefillah. So therefore, Gemara, if we start with Baruch Hu, we created Sibor for Kriya Shema and its brachas. And they also have a kiyum of miyuchat shel kabal sal machus shemayim b'tzibur, like the Rambam says in the 8th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, v'ketzer tefillah tzibur yechad mispal b'korom b'kol shomim, v'chein lo yechad mevarich b'irchas shema b'kol shom v'on rachor v'alam ela b'asara. So you have one person being motzi everybody. It's all together. And then where we say Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, to be mechadish gush shel tefillah tzibur latefillah, we want to solidify this community before Shemoneh Esrei. Shachas, we can't do that. We can't be say Kaddish before tefillah. You have to be mas mechbulat tefillah mamish. So therefore, the Kaddish that said before Birchas Kriya Shema solidifies the community together, and therefore for the whole tefillah, they are together. So it's beautiful. So you have at night, you have the Baruch Hu makes them a tzibur for the Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, and then you have in the morning, you have the Kaddish before. That makes them a tzibur for Shemoneh Esrei, and for the other for Baruch Hu and Birchas Kriya Shema. So you have the Baruch Hu that makes them into a tzibur, but Hakopanim, the Kaddish is for Shemoneh Esrei. At night, the Kaddish for Shemoneh Esrei said right before Shemoneh Esrei. In the morning, before Baruch Hu, in order to be masmech gula l'tefila. Good. Hadvarim hayu neflaim biyoser. To learn the omek of tefila like this, what a schuz. How many people are learning this? Very rare. Baruch Hashem. Okay, I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moch to continue. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.